your non-stop entertainment radio.
Welcome to Posh Space Couch. It's another beautiful day. Today is the 12th of January 2026. You know, I'm still struggling to move my mouth from 2025 to 2026. But yeah, guys, we are in 2026. And it's the second episode of this year. How are you, you know? That's my normal greetings every time on this show. I ask you people, how are you? Which is actually a legit question that we actually take for granted. Emotional stability is very important. So I'm asking you at home, including my guest, that how are you today? I hope you're fine. I hope everything is going well. And guess what? Hang in there. Because this year is going to be a beautiful and a wonderful year for all of us. Last week, we spoke about goal settings, resolution. And we spoke from the angle of emotional part, most about mental readiness when you want to set a goal. It's easy to set a goal, but what is your mindset? What are the past baggage that you have that you've not dealt with that will disturb or affect your new goal that you're setting? What are the past trauma that you've not overcome that might hinder your new goal settings? those are the things that we actually spoke about last week, and that was a very good one. I had a good time with you guys. You guys asked me questions and I did answer some of the questions. And people said they want more. They said they want more. So I'm giving you guys more. And I thought to myself, who is the best person to actually have here for us to talk about these goal settings? Because now we are moving from, we're moving to reality. Guys, goal settings, right now we are making it reality. You know, we are moving from the emotional part last week now to the intentional part. And who is best to do this with us? And I thought of my great friend. Right, guys, well, I'll break the news. So this person just gave me news. And I'm going to be the first person on Posh P Couch to give you that news that it's now a doctor. So you guys are going to be hearing from a doctor. Wow, that's a beautiful thing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very kind of you.
So, yeah, she's a coach. She's an IT tech guru, whatever you guys call it. So she's the best person I can think that can tell us how to set goals. You know what? People tend to confuse what I do as a therapist to a coach. And it's actually two different things. There might be some bit and bob of something because you have to talk to someone for them to give you a feedback of what you want to do. But I deal more with emotions, what you're going through. But when it comes to coaching, they give us what to do, guidance, and they push us to get to exactly where we're going. So goal settings needs a lot of coaching. And that's why I've brought Esther Aluko on the show today. But before she starts, we're going to do our normal first song, which we normally listen to before we go on to the show. And I think the best song today is a prayer, because we're about to set a goal. So the title of the song is Pray, and it's by Buju. And when I'm back, we'll dive in into the show. See you in a minute.
I'm praying, and I know. You say I've been pretty fellow. This my skin come yellow. You say I know sappy also. I know sappy also. You were sleeping well, no. I was such a writing songs and I was working double. I was working double. As you know, there for me. Every my cross go out for me. Listen, written my melody for me. Cause you won't feed to see what fuck. Cause you know, there for me. Every my cross go out for me. Listen, written my melody for me. Cause you won't feed to see what fuck. Cause you say, and the body on skin tight. Skin tight so you know it all fits right. Man, this year I was giving them fist fights. Fighting on my demons at midnight. While blowing back, I smell my windpipe. Turning on, slipping my shit right. Now I'm at the O2 past midnight. I'm playing two nights and I'm outside. Feels right, now you know it all feels right. I told them not to sleep on me. I told them to see something. They want to see money. I told them not to sleep on me. I'm not
Welcome back, my people. Right, so we're going straight into the show now because we don't have time. There's no time to check time, like people used to say. So I'll introduce my guest. My guest, she's my very good friend for over 15 years. And her name is Esther Aluko, as I said earlier. And she's the managing director of Elevate BM Solutions. So Esther will tell us more about what she does and how she can actually help us set a goal today. So, good evening, Esther, and welcome to Poshpee's Couch.
Hi, Poshpee. Thank you for having me. I feel like I live here now, the second time on your show. Thanks for the invite.
No problem. That's actually true, because you're actually the first person that's returning back on Poshpee's Couch.
Oh, look at that.
You're the first person. And I've got a list of guests. But, yeah, you got this. You got this. Right, so today, we are moving from intention to execution. So last week, we spoke about goal settings, but we dealt with the emotional part of it. What can hinder us from getting it right?
Yes.
We spoke about the past trauma. We talked about having grudges with our business partners, people that we want to work with, even family and loved ones. We spoke about a lot of things last week. But today, we want to move into how we can actually set a goal. So my first question is, it's easy to start January,
yes,
set a goal in January, a solution.
Yes.
But most people fail by February. Mm-hmm. So from your experience, what is the biggest reason why January and February and then people are falling off their goals just easily?
I would say what we all know, which is commitment and consistency.
Right.
I think, you know, especially when you say January, February, it takes me back to why people feel like decisions only have to do with big things. You know, being here today is a decision.
Absolutely.
Having breakfast, a decision. Going to bed is a decision.
That's right.
Those small decisions as well are taking us somewhere. Every decisions you make. So a lot of people before January, before February, they're already moving towards something. The question is, what are you moving towards? Everything you're doing, what you're saying, decisions you're making, the choices you're making, what is it moving you towards? So when you said earlier, when we're talking before we started, and you said last week you dealt with emotion, the emotional side of things with goal setting. Yes, it's very important, because if you're not set right, you're not showing up correct, your goal will never come to fruition.
It will never align.
And it has nothing to do with prayer, Bible, fasting, and all of this. And I'm a Christian and I'm a believer myself. And when you say January, February, by February people fall off the wagon, is that they've not built the underlining reason behind the goal that you're setting. They're moving, but the question is, in what direction? Because you can't want to go left. Your goal is to go left and be moving right and expect to still get to the left side. A lot of people are climbing on ladders that are leaning against the wrong wall. That is why by the end of February or even before the second week in January, they're already tired.
Gym, for example.
Yeah,
people
sign
up for gym all the time. In fact, in my gym currently now, they are doing free sign up for people. So you, customer, you pay sign up fee.
Yeah.
But they will do that for free because they know
people will fall off.
You will not come back.
That's it.
And before you know, like last week when I was at the gym, because I tried to go to the gym also, there was too many people.
Oh, already?
I'm like,
oh, yeah,
wow.
Last week, yeah.
Don't worry, we know you all. And it has always been like that.
Yeah.
Give it 2-3 weeks. We go back to norm. We know each other.
Yeah.
And I wonder, why does that happen? And that's a little thing that I can use an example.
Yeah.
But that's actually how life works most of the time. That people fall off the track when they are doing something. What can we do better to actually stay on track?
Consistency, commitment, without thinking, big moves, big steps, big decision is what gets you to your goal. Something I tell my clients as a career coach is, you want to transition into a new career path, and you're coming out of pocket thousands and thousands of pounds to pay a coach, to pay a trainer, which is good. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, because I'm a coach. If you all don't come out of pocket, you know, how do I grow,
course,
right?
Of course.
But the point is, it's not when you do that big course, that big program, that big training that will get you there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not already learning something from now, you may never get there. No matter how much you pay, no matter how good your coach is, how your trainer is, you may still never get there. It's like that example of the gym and sport that you made earlier. You could get a personal trainer. There are people that have paid personal trainer but the personal trainer would do what they have to do with you. You can't spend 24 hours at the gym.
No.
You spend about probably highest, max, an hour.
Yeah,
but when you go back home and, you know, your tea time snack is chocolate.
Oh, yes.
And fruit is out the window.
No exercise,
no moving around. You're sitting on your butt all day and you're expecting for whatever the gym instructor or your trainer is doing to manifest. Are you kidding me?
It's not.
Are you joking?
It's not.
So it's the same thing with these goals.
What
are you doing yourself? Because whatever you do, you're moving. But the question, do you know the direction of where you're moving? A lot of people shy away from reflecting all the time. You know, when I talk about reflection, I tell my team all the time, reflection every week, every day reflect. There's a question on my phone, in my calendar, every day that pops up, at least towards the end of the day. What did I do today?
Yes, reflection is very important.
But a lot of people, I know a lot of people wait till the end of the year before they do reflection.
Yeah, no.
At the end of the month before you do reflection, a lot has 30 days gone down the drain. But
at least
you're still doing it.
That's actually a point right there, right now. Reflection is one of the key points to stay on track.
Right. Reflection. Reflect consistency and be committed. And it doesn't have to be big decisions or big actions. 15 minutes daily doing something you're looking to achieve gets you closer than waiting for 5 hours at once. Because you do 5 hours one day and you're gone.
And also, that's also burnout.
Oh, yeah.
Because when 100%. You overload yourself, the information doesn't sink in anymore.
Depending on what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going to the gym 5 hours in a day and then not doing anything. It's not going to do nothing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Wow, that's a good one. Right, let's talk about goals and identity. Because I feel like sometimes people set goals that are not realistic or that is not for them. For example, you want to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
But you know that you're not someone who likes to talk. So do people make wrong or set wrong targets or wrong goals that does not align with their identity? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, it's possible to set goals that does not align with your identity. And I'm a person that I believe anything can change. Nothing is set stone.
Right.
You can change if you want to change.
Oh, yeah. People, change is constant.
You know, change is constant. People don't know, but I'm an introvert. My battery get flat. To be fair, my battery is flat today. I'm an introvert. But because of a lot of the things I do, as soon as the microphone is sitting in front of me or I'm under the microphone, I will speak. I will talk. I'll get into rooms.
But don't that align with your identity? That's you.
You say it's me. But like I said, I'm an introvert. So they say introverted, extrovert.
Yeah.
But when I get into some rooms, I move and I start to do some things. So even if it doesn't align with your identity, but you want it to, you've got to learn it.
Right.
Lot of the videos that I've been seeing online lately, especially this year, I think they're big on it this year, where people are saying, just show up. Leave the shame behind and show up for your business. You know, there are people that run businesses that they don't like to talk to people. They don't even like people, but they've got to feed and they know this thing is a solution to someone else's problem. But now the world we are in, you've got to stand in front of it, because if you can't face it, why should people trust that whatever you've got to offer, they need to take it? So you need to show your face and show up for it. So, but then it's not their identity to talk to people or like people, but they can learn it. So whatever goals you've set, it's a goal.
It's
an action.
You
want to achieve it. So that means you're trying to move away from your norms into something else. That's what I mean by learning.
Right.
So
and then you identify yourself with that thing that you want
to do. There you go. You're a different person now. You want to speak. You want to be a speaker. You're a different person now. So you start to move in that direction.
But I think that there will be like a gap to get guidance to get to that stage.
Consistency. Because I feel like that's commitment. What
people... That's why one of the why people fall off is because they are not at that stage yet and they have to start small.
Exactly. Yeah. The small actions move mightier waves than the bigger actions. I'm not saying, I wanted to give an example earlier about my clients. What I tell them, you're transitioning, spend 15 minutes learning something about that career path you're looking to pursue. 15 minutes is all. Way shorter than an episode on Netflix. 15 minutes, but 15 minutes multiplied by 7. 15 minutes daily, that's about an hour, 30 minutes, if I'm not mistaken now. 15 minutes. But people wait for 2 hours block period to focus on something. Focus. And then they do it one day, but the next day they're not doing it anymore. So what's the point of that? But 15 minutes consistently, committed to it, something about learning falls, your need to want to grow. Because you're doing it daily, your mind, your art, everything around you, your aura, the way you speak, who you will talk to, you will tell them about that thing you're working towards. Not when you go and it's the bipolar movement. You do it today until next month before you get back to it.
Right. So let's talk about something that is very big that we all do, including me. Well, I think I'm overcoming it. It's called procrastination.
All right. Yeah.
And that's one of the barrier to when it comes to goal.
Okay.
So you as a coach, how can you help us to overcome procrastination?
How to help someone overcome procrastination? Mm-hmm. I guess one of the first thing I would ask is, I want to know your why. Why do you want to stop procrastinating? Because it's very important.
Right.
You're trying to achieve a goal. You're trying to achieve something. You're trying to make a decision. You want something to move, something to change. You want to change the narrative surrounding that situation.
That's right.
So knowing the why is very important because that's your reminder.
Now, making the
why visible.
So it's back to you.
Yes. Again, no matter what, what people do for you, what are you doing for yourself?
What?
Because I'm a great coach. To be fair, you know, people would comment, but I know myself, If you want to achieve something, but I will give you the keys, the tools.
But you've got to do the work.
Yeah, you know, it's like that African adage that says you can take an horse to the river, but you can't
force it to drink. That's right. That's right.
I will take you to the river. I will show you how to get to the river. I will pick you. We will get there together. But now that you're there, are you going to stretch to drink the water that you need?
Because you can't help them with that.
To fortify yourself.
You can take them there, but you can't put the water in their mouth.
So how bad do you want it? Because a lot of people, at the beginning of the year, a lot of people come for CV writing and all of that stuff. And I'm CV upgrade, LinkedIn optimization, interview preparation and all of that. And you're not getting interviews. Nobody's looking. And I'm thinking, sometimes it's not just the CV you need to change because, Shay, you know, or Poshby, if you have a right CV, but you're not applying strategically for the jobs that you want, nothing will happen. Your CV will be nicely decorated, well put together on your laptop, and nothing will happen. Because the job will not come into the house to get you. The same thing with your businesses. You have that business idea, but you've not done what is required to show that this is how bad I want it. Nobody even knows that you're doing that business. Imagine I have a recruitment firm now, Elevate Staffing Solutions. We recruit individuals. But imagine I have never talked about it. Now, every morning at 9 a.m., for some reason, people, if you're there and you're sharing my contact details with people, 9 a.m. is too early to call, no matter what it is. But people are calling 9 a.m. now, I need a job. I want a job and things like that.
Right.
You think if I've never stood up and say, you know what, this is what I do, and I've not told the right people, or people within my network don't know that that's what I do, I have a recruitment firm, there will not be...
Nobody will show up.
So who knows you want what you want? And how bad do you want it? What are the steps and actions you're taking towards that, you achieving that? You know, goal is a very big... I try to shy away from the word goals because people now make it... It's such a... The thing is, what action what's the decision you're making? Because you want to transition into career, but you know, you finished watching Stranger Things and you've not learnt one word, one vocabulary in the career path that you want to. And there's University of YouTube, you don't even have to pay for it.
What? That's a good word. Right. The other thing I think about when it comes to setting goal is, I think there are some goals that are achievable and there are some goals that are not achievable. Do you believe that?
It's a tough one. Right. But if you shed some more light on unachievable goals.
No, as in general, like for example, if I tell you I wanna play professional football right now, at my age, turning 40, that's not realistic.
Yes. You gotta be realistic with your goals. Yes.
So, and I feel like when people set goals, they're actually not realistic, and then they get burnt out trying to achieve their goals.
Yeah, I agree.
So and that's back to mindset. When I talk about mindset, also, we have to. Even the Bible say, write it down. You have to be intentional, and be realistic about what you want to do.
Yes,
and I feel like that's the best way to set a goal and achieve it.
Yeah,
because it's easy to say, "Oh, I want to lose weight," but are you actually gonna do that 10,000 step every day or 15,000?
That's right.
Because if you, but that's achievable. But now, if you say you want to do 50,000 step, now I feel like you might not be able to achieve that, because I feel like people. It's good to start small, like we said earlier.
Yes.
So sometimes we throw ourselves into the dead end, and then we struggle to get to that place where we want to be.
That means you're failing before you start, isn't it?
And that's what I wanted to shed light on. How can we make goals? Can we have like a sub goals before the big ones?
100%. I think that's definitely always recommendable. So whatever, that's what I would recommend rather.
Right.
Whatever you're looking to achieve, break it down into chunks. It's a major thing now. It's something that everybody, break it down into chunks, and then list, what do I need to do daily that gets me closer?
Right.
What do you need to do daily that gets you closer? You're looking to get more clients for your business, for example. Who do I need to speak with today or assist or provide that service or product to that we'll be able to tell someone else,
which
eventually provides me with a second client? It's a ripple effect. There's a program I'm currently working on this year for my clients, Ripple Effects, Ripple Advantage Effects.
Right.
So whatever you do, no matter how little it is, it adds up and sums up eventually to where you're going to.
I agree.
We've used gym a couple times today. So, I want to lose 30 pounds before the end of the year, for example. So, 30 pounds for the rest of the year, this year, 12 months, that's, you know, 12 months. So, which means if I break that down, you could easily divide that 30 by 12. You go from 30 by 12, what does it mean? How many pounds do you need to lose every month? You see, it makes it easier. You're not looking at 30, which looks like, oh my God, that's a lot. That's how a lot. Do I achieve that? The same thing with whatever goal you're looking to achieve. Either your career, either your business, either relationship, whatever it is, emotionally, personally, academically, whatever that is, it's big. Now it's break big. It into, turn it into a pie, you know? Cut it up. Make it up into a pizza and then take one slice after the other.
Do you think, what you just said now, do you think if you cannot achieve this or you're struggling, you can move to another one and go and smash another one?
It depends on the type of goal. You're talking, that example you've given now is like, I want to drive with a license before the end of the year. You're like, okay, because I didn't pass my driving, I'm going to buy a car anyways because I have money.
Right.
You see, that's that's illegal.
Yeah.
Because if you could get arrested, mm-hmm. and the car will be taken off you.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's a goal. You want a license first, mm-hmm. before you get the car.
That's right.
Now, because you have money in your bank account, you decide, you know what? I'm not passing the license yet. Let me just go drive the car.
Mm.
Let me buy the car and go. So it depends on your goal.
That can even set you backwards, because now you get caught.
And then, you're blacklisted.
Mm.
Yeah. Good. Your goal, knowing what you want to achieve, where are you trying to get to? Ask yourself the questions. And this is why, that's why there are coaches. That's why there are people that can talk you through things.
Mm.
I have clarity sessions that I run with people as well, 20 to 30 minutes. This is what I'm looking to achieve. But it's unclear, it's normal. We all have different strengths. We have different expertise.
That's
now,
right.
What are you looking to achieve? How long? And then get another here. Or you have friends, you have family. Those that really, you know, they really want success for you.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it will take me to achieve this goal? Okay, 12 months. All right, 12 months. What do I need to do daily to achieve that goal?
Mm.
Ask yourself those. We talked about it, you know, do a retro on yourself.
People and environment, and that's what we just touch on that. How important is your circle when it comes to setting goals? Because I believe people around you will tell you, will have a lot of role to play in achieving your goals.
Yes.
I mean, you're the director, obviously. But you need people around you, don't you think?
I think you do.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you do. It depends on the kind of person you are at the end of the day. But yeah, people, involving people on your journey helps.
I feel like also for accountability sake.
Accountability, that's correct. That's the word. Mm-hmm. To hold you accountable, because when you forget,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the easiest one, which a lot of people run to, is this gym situation that we've been using as an example, or even career. Even career, we can use career or business.
Mm-hmm.
You've not attended any networking event, but you want more clients.
Exactly.
And now your friends are inviting you to the networking event, but you're saying, oh, you know me, that's not my thing. It's not my thing. They will remind you, but you want more clients. In order for you to get more clients, you need to meet more people.
That's right.
You're not going to meet more people in the comfort of your home. So they hold you accountable to that. But if they don't know that one of your goals is for you to get more clients, they can't remind you. They can't hold you accountable. They can't call your bluff.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So yeah, involving people is important, but sometimes you don't really have, depending on the goal, some people don't have people they want to tell about it, but they just need to make sure that they're consistent and committed to it.
Yeah,
and that's why they can get like a third party person, like a coach or someone that holds their hands and make sure you're doing it.
And that's what I want to come back to about you being a coach, because I feel like one of the good things about having a coach, it keeps you in line.
Yes.
It's accountability.
Yes.
It gives you drive.
Yes.
When you feel your struggle, they support you.
Yeah.
They motivate you. Mm-hmm. They give you a task. So yeah. I feel like having a coach around goals is actually a very important thing. And then back to environment and people, there's no man is an island.
Mm-hmm.
I need you, you need me. Right, I'm on a couch today and we're talking about this together.
Yes.
I need you
yes.
to be here.
Because
it's helping, it's helpful.
That's right.
And also you're going to need me at some point, like,
that's
right. Shea, Posh, do this for me. Can we do 100%. This together? And that's how we can actually get to whatever we want to go in.
I think collaboration, what
collaboration
you're talking about.
Working.
Collaboration. Absolutely. And being good people yourself.
Mm,
Be good people.
That's very
because
important.
People want to help good people. It's mm-hmm. easier for you as a person to help someone that has been good to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Nobody's
yes.
excited to help people that have not been good to them.
No.
So collaboration and being good person as well. Because the older you get, the more you know the importance of being good people.
Oh, yes. I've realized how important and that big that is actually over the time now.
Yeah.
Right. Guys, we're going to take a short break and listen to another song. And by the time we're back, Esther is going to tell us about her business and how we can actually patronize her and how we can actually set ourselves up this year for a successful year. So the song I'm going to play is a, it's called Billionaire Club, because that's where I want to be this year.
Yes.
So it's called Billionaire Club. It's by Olamide featuring Wizkid and Dako. And I'll be back in a minute.
Great.
Cause I'm queen every day like I be global con. I'm cocky but I'm a bit for God. I no go let any man gonna form King Kong. Never give up, mo chop up. I've been a loose skinner since when I did come up. Agbalagbi, agbalagmo. I done turn OG for this dungeon. I'm a yami, I'm a llama. Say you know guinea fowl, call it funny summer. Billionaires Club, we be big boys. Young money, cash money, but we gotta make noise. When it's too loud, we can shout. If we drink big stout, then we say we too proud. I'm a tonso, die low. I'm everybody, I'm good, my God. But by law, most up, but now I'm so cool, so just so cool.
This is for me, I will.
Hello, hello, live your life and enjoy.
Back your soul, I will.
La la le, mama bomo lo. Big whiz, big engine, I'm a tonso. Mo bomo, big body, I'm a jalo. And I get on the girls and I love them all. I'm a bomo, bomo, I'm a high too much. Count plenty money and I bow no stop. And I know they carry kele we no like to chop. And I know they carry kele we no like to chop. Show me a vest, call me a roll. Call me a roll, you deke, call me a roll. Pants on my body, baby, a fred ball. I'm a jaye lo, I'm a jaye lo. But I'm deep for the game, we stubborn. And I know if you tell you all the mouse, man don't run. I'm a jaye ju, I'm a man don't stop. I'm a naja de bless, I'm a no idea. Oluwale, live your life and enjoy.
Like a soul, I will.
Me, I must allow love. I go carry you, go far away. Every single day now, holiday. On my payroll, they do as I say so. So many things I bring to the table. I think I do your company. Then you got the juice, that's a good girl, put your body all over me. Make you say my name constantly.
Right, welcome back, my people. Right, so you're listening to Posh P on Posh P Couch with Esther Aliko, who is our guest today. Right, quickly, I'm going to make some quick advert. So there's a concert coming up on the 21st of this month. And I'm sure some people already know about it because it's quite exciting. We're having Ima, Oh My God, in Manchester, Faji, Manchester. So that's coming up on the 17th of this month, which is probably, that's next week. The location is Authenticity Church in Manchester. And ticket is right online now. You can go to Ima page and then you can book your ticket for the show. I'll be there also live. So you catch me there next week where we're gonna dance and give praise to God. So that's happening next week. So go online, get your ticket for the show, Faji Friday with Ima, Oh My God. And also, there's a book. One of my very good person wrote a book. And this book is very powerful. It's called Widow to Warrior, Transforming Grief to Strength. I think one of the things that we guys don't speak about, especially in black community, is grief. We don't really speak about it because we use probably God to cover it up. When it comes to bereavement, we don't talk much about it because we try to feel like we can do it by ourselves. But guys, we are human and grief is real. It's real. And it's okay to go through it. And I feel like this book is very powerful. This lady has gone through, she wrote this book out of her own experience. So being a widow, and you know, that has a lot when you lose someone, especially your partner, even a child. I have one of my little sisters that lost a child the other day. So it's a very tough thing to go through. So this book is very powerful and I would recommend it. It's on Amazon. So if you just Google Widow to Warrior, it's written by Temidope Babajide Aluko. So I actually share something with you.
That's
so that's what I wrote the book. And please, guys, let's go on Amazon. Just type it on Google, Widow to Warrior, Temidope Babajide Aluko, and you can actually have access to that book. Either you want a soft copy or you want a hard copy, they are both available. Cry. Back on the show with Esther. So Esther, my next question for you. Oh guys, by the way, we're having rant of the day today. We didn't have one last week, but yeah, there's a rant today. And so you guys can get excited because we're going to have a rant. And if you have your own rant, whatever you want to express, someone has offended you, or you're just in your mood or whatever, drop it right now on TikTok and then I can share that and then we can all talk about it together. It's called Rant of the Day and we do that every week. Right. Now, this practical, Esther, let's go into practical. So give us structure that people can use this year to stay on track and tell us how your expertise can help us in achieving our goals.
Thank you for that question, Poshpi. So structures to stay on track. I already said it and said it during this conversation earlier today. You don't need to dedicate hours, long minutes to doing or learning something that aligns with where you're looking to get to. Start with 15 minutes. Because if you can't do 15 minutes, then you will struggle with 1 hour. You will struggle with 30 minutes. So time yourself. 15 minutes may not even be up to what you, maybe you're trying to change career. 15 minutes is not even enough for you to search for a job and apply for the job once. But at least try on a Monday and do a 15 minutes on a search. Or 15 minutes in updating your profile picture on LinkedIn. 15 minutes in putting a video or something together for your business. Whatever you're looking to achieve, spend 15 minutes doing it every day and see if you stay consistent with it for 7 days. 15 minutes is not a lot. So I don't particularly give a day off when you're spending 15 minutes on your goal, because it's just 15 minutes. You blink and you open your eyes, it's 15 minutes already.
That's right.
Even rice these days, you boil the rice, 15 minutes is not even ready yet. So 15 minutes. Go and put the rice on fire and stand next to it with your book or laptop or whatever, or your phone, and learn 15 minutes while your rice is cooking. What have you got to lose?
Nothing.
So to stay consistent and calendarize. We belittle the calendars on our phone and that little app that says alarm or clock on our phones, on our devices. Use it to your advantage. When you calendarize something, let notifications go on it. Everybody knows me. My friends know. They laugh about it. They've stopped laughing now. My alarms goes up every now and again to remind me to pray, to remind me to drink water, to remind me to sing, to remind me to say thank you, Lord, to remind me the littlest of things. The small actions matter. The question is, where are you trying to go? Because wherever, whatever you're doing and not doing is taking you somewhere.
What you're doing or what not doing?
Not doing. You're making a decision. When you're doing something, a decision. You do nothing, a decision. The question is, where is your... is your decision, or where are your decisions taking you? So commit 15 minutes daily. That's the structure. Right. It's not a lot.
Right.
15 minutes daily to achieving what it is that you want to achieve. And when it comes to how I can best support you, several ways. This year, one of the things I'm particular about and I'm focusing on in my career coaching is to help those looking to move, those that are currently earning less than 30,000 annual salary. Because on social media these days, I found something everybody's trying to get six figures.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's moving six figures. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, we said earlier about realistic goals.
Mm-hmm.
You're currently earning 28,000 or 30,000, for example. What are you going to do for you to move from 30,000 to six figures? I think it's a big jump.
It's a big jump.
So I want to work with people that are currently earning less than 30,000 pounds this year that wants to, in the next 3 months, would like to move to 40,000, 50,000, 60,000 pounds. Six figures, go online. You'll find them. They're taking everybody to six figures now, which is achievable. It is achievable.
It is.
But my question is, for those of you that are earning lesser than 30,000, you want pay increase, you want promotion, you want better opportunities, reach out to me. Your CV, your LinkedIn, what you need to do, how you need to do it, when you need to do it, where you're going to be doing it, is what I want to show you.
Right.
And I have a Ripple Advantage Ripple Effect Advantage program that I'm running this year as well. It's a 12-week program. So you want to achieve your goal, you want to achieve that action, you want to make sure you do it and see it through. 12 weeks is all I'm giving you. 12 weeks, if that is you and you're there, reach out and let's talk about it. And also from my Elevate BPM solution, we're currently supporting. So one of our goals since January is to provide employment to Africans,
right.
At least 2,000 Africans, remote or even on site role, from January 2025 till December 2027. So if you're a solopreneur moving into entrepreneurship that you don't want to do it alone anymore, and you need administrative support, you need support that will help you reach even higher clients, more clients, and earn more within whatever you're doing. We are a recruitment firm and we recruit the best candidate, the best of all best for you that would support you and your business within your goal, or organizations generally as well, that are looking for new employees. You want to scale up. We provide that to you. So reach out to us on Elevate BPM Solutions and we'll gladly help you.
Thank you, Esther. I think guys, you've heard it yourself. Esther is the founder of Elevate Solution, and she can help us set our goal and guide us right in everything we want to do this year. Right. I need to ask this one question that I've been heard, and it's about failure.
Okay.
So what should someone do when they've already fallen off their goal? How do they get back up? What should they do? Should they just give up and start again another year, or what can we do?
Oh no, not giving up, because you've already done something. Whatever, like we said before, you do nothing, you're making a decision. You do something, you're making a decision. So whatever, you pick it up from there. Remind yourself of your why. And you've tried it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has held you accountable. Then maybe it's time for you to find an accountability partner that will hold you accountable in achieving it. So when next you fall off, they will remind you, you wanted to achieve this. Why have you stopped? What can I do to help you? So if you failed before, maybe look into it as well. Restrategize. What did not work? What did you do before that did not work? A good example, and that I see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
At least I have the opportunity to speak to more than 10 people in a week. A good example is trying to achieve your goals in big chunks. Without breaking it down.
Yeah, definitely. I agree on that one.
It makes it difficult. You lose focus, especially when you're doing something that doesn't pay. The reward doesn't come immediately. Dedicating and putting so much time into it will discourage you. We are humans. Discouraged too. And so can you get discouraged. So instead of you putting yourself in that situation, reduce and bite-size action towards your goal, because 15 minutes is better than 0 minutes.
That's right. So Esther, before we go, you as a person, what are your goals for this year that you want? Can you share with someone else?
Yeah, I don't have a yearly goal. Okay. I just continue to work on my journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. I've started, just like I said, now Elevate BPM Solution, my staffing solution firm. Our goal, we started in 2025 January, and our goal is to make sure we provide employment to at least 2,000 West Africans or Africans generally before December 2027, and we're well off on our way. Okay, so that's a goal. Absolute. For my business.
Wow.
For, and then I mentioned as well for my career coaching business as well, that my focus this year, the six figures, there's a lot of people, and you know, I wish them best of luck as well with the six figures. Mm-hmm. It is achievable.
It is.
But I want to focus on those people that, you know, their confidence is a bit shaky right now, but they know they want more than they're currently earning, which is under £30,000. And you want to at least top up your salary with 10,000, with 15,000, with 20,000 annual salary, then reach out to me. So those are goals that I'm looking to achieve when it comes to the impact I want to make this year.
Right, right.
And personally, you know, a jet will be nice this year. I want to travel more. I traveled a few countries last year. I think I still want to do the same thing this year. I want to travel more this year as well. So it's a journey for me, to be fair. I don't particularly look at it as, okay, this is the goal, this is 2026. I make sure every action that I do daily adds up to the future
forecasting
into.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'll share mine also. This year, so basically, as most of you guys know, I'm a psychotherapist, and I also have a degree in healthcare management. So I've covered the whole healthcare sector, but there was an hindrance. And this year, I've decided to go back to uni.
Woo woo!
So I'm starting another master's.
Amazing.
That will give me the qualification to cover the whole health sector as a whole. Then I can conquer health sector. So I'll be back in uni. I'm actually starting uni on Thursday this month. So wish me luck as I go on a journey. But don't worry, Posh Pit Cash will stay. We'll balance everything together.
Love it.
We'll be We'll do everything. I will work everything out.
Amazing.
And that's the goal for the year. Right, before we finish, let's quickly get in the rant of the day.
Okay.
Quick one. This is a very funny one, guys. Right, so where is it? So I've got a message from a lady, and this is it. Let me read it. A guy borrowed money from me and refused to pay back, saying I led him on because she thought we were dating.
Okay.
So she's fuming because this guy, she feels like that guy stole from her.
Yes, he's a thief.
What do you think?
He's a thief. 419, fraudster, and needs to be sued to court. He's a thief. So because I don't want you...
Can that actually be taken to court? I feel that's a civil something.
It is, but still, it's a loan. If the reference says loan, you can take the person to tribunal.
What if it's a cash?
Ouch.
Because I've tried to talk to... I mean, to try and phantom this in my head on... I mean, I've been in that situation before where I've given someone money, though.
Yeah, because you stopped dating them, they didn't return the money. Is that what happened?
I didn't even bother asking. Yeah.
You who are like wealthy, I need to come and date you so you can give me money.
I should have asked for money.
Imagine, I'll ask permission from my husband to date so I can collect some money and then
dump
you. But yeah, no, I think that is very manipulative.
Yeah.
Jokes aside,
I'm really sorry that you had to go through this. Yeah, it's manipulation. It's not good because that's your hard-earned money. And when partners or lovers or friends, there's something called gift. Gift is different from borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
So this person you've not given them as a gift. They borrowed it from you. So they have the obligation to give it back to you. Either you're together or you're not together. So I'm sorry you're going through that. I hope you recover the money back. And if not, I pray God bless you in 10,000 folds and you can have more
Amen.
Blessing.
Amen.
On that note, It's been a pleasure with you guys, hanging out with you guys. Thank you, Esther. I really love having you here.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you love Posh Beach Couch now.
Oh, no, I love it. I live here now, you know. I'm sure I'll be back again.
Definitely. Definitely. You're more than welcome.
Thank you so much for having
to
me.
To all my listeners everywhere around the world, I say thank you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being there for me. I do not take you guys for granted. Like, I love you from the bottom of my heart. And this year, we're going to do great things together. Yes. Don't forget to reach out when you're struggling mentally. Please, our mental health is very, very important. If you do not get up right here, you cannot get it right in any way, aspect of your life.
That's
so right. You need to look after yourself. To all my men out there, I know Posh Beach Couch is for men, but women are trying to take over. But guys, I'm here for you. Let's talk. Reach out to me. Let's make sure we look after ourselves. You know, nobody's going to do for you. Men are going through a lot. And this year, we're going to tackle a lot of things that men go through. Because we don't share, we don't talk much. But this year, we want to come out of our comfort zone and actually talk. On that note, thank you. God bless you. And I love you guys. See you next week. Bye.
The grass is greener on the other side. That's what I thought before I took the ride. I burned my bridges so I'd never look back. But if I had known the life I was searching for was looking me right in the eye, oh. If I had known the life I was searching for was already my own. Was looking